Praise God, this is Pastor Joshua and welcome to Gospel Truth Center's 100 Day Challenge. This is day 2, 24th September 2021 and the title for today is The Lord Will Do Great Things. Hallelujah! Fear and faith are two opposite forces. You cannot fear and be in faith. Where there is faith, there can be no fear. Hallelujah! Fear is the direct outcome of sin. Though Adam was afraid because of his nakedness, it was his sin that immediately caused him nakedness and later death. Sin separates us from God. That is why the Lord said in Leviticus chapter 20 verse 7, "Sanctify yourselves therefore and be ye holy, for I am the Lord your God." Apostle Peter in his epistle 1 Peter 1:15 writes, "But as he which hath called us, called you is holy, so be ye holy." In Joshua chapter 3 verse 5, Joshua said unto the people, "Sanctify yourselves, for tomorrow the Lord will do wonders among you." Now the big question is, how can we be holy or sanctify ourselves? In the Old Testament times, the process of sanctification involved purification rituals of washing and applying of the blood sacrificed for forgiveness of sins. But after Jesus Christ offered up himself as a final sacrifice for the remission of sins of the whole world, today all we need to do is to just believe in the finished work of Jesus at the cross, in the resurrection of Jesus Christ, and come to him in faith, confessing our sins and seek his forgiveness and accept Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. And that's how we can be justified by faith. So dear friends, what is it that is separating you from God? If you want God to do great things for you, all you need to do is separate yourselves from the world system and seek the kingdom of God and his righteousness in faith, and rest assured the Lord will do great things. Amen. And the promise for today is found in Joel chapter 2 verse 21. It says, "Fear not, O land, be glad and rejoice, for the Lord will do great things." Hallelujah. So this is it for today. Till the time we meet again, just remember that just shall live by faith.